Blog Talk Radio.
She walked around an old Durango. They were the same as mine. We walked a mile of mud on dirt roads. We couldn't afford a ride. We shared pain and laughter. We were as tired as we could be. I always thought we'd last forever. Oh, she's not here with me. She's got new friends now. Guess I didn't measure up. Guess I didn't pass the test. Good as the rest. She's got new friends now. She couldn't care less. Man, I did my best. And I can't figure it out. She's got new friends now. Her. She's been from here to Timbuktu, climbing all those corporate ladders. I sure hope she likes the view from her high rise out in Vegas. Nowhere near our stomping ground. She'll hold the hand that she's playing. She ain't coming back around. She's got new friends now. Guess I didn't measure up. Guess I didn't pass the test. Good as the rest. She's got new friends now. She couldn't care less. Man, I did my best. Can't figure it out. She's got new friends now.
Cowboy Wisdom on the Be Wisdom Radio Network. Tonight my guest is Lisa Smith with Big Blend Magazine and Big Blend Radio. Lisa was raised in Kenya, England, and South Africa, but Lisa is a magician, songwriter, photographer, but she has a red-hot burning desire to expand the world into being a better place to live. And without any further ado, I want to welcome Lisa to the show. Welcome, Lisa, and thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Robert. And I don't know about being a magician, but I have been, known to pull something off somewhere.
I should have said musician. I don't know where magician, but to me, you're a magician. A goddess.
But I like top
magician.
Hats. I do like top hats. They're fun.
So anyway, Lisa, with Big Blend Magazine and Radio, you guys are into the welfare of the continent. So explain to people how you guys are doing that and how you're opening up the world to be a better place to live.
Well, a better place to live comes from your inner being, your inner circle. It spreads out. You know, we have that belief. You know, I remember once watching Drew Carey on a show talking about, well, if we just kind of cleaned our own, around our own home, it would expand out. And, you know, it's kind of like think, you know, act local, think global, and it does all expand out. And, you know, with the internet, which is great, like what we have here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great because we can communicate through all different countries. Whatever you do, here will impact. You know, if you look at things like what happened in Japan, it affects our country. And so with the magazine and the radio shows, we did this in South Africa. My mom ran a magazine over there, and that's how I got into it. And then it was time to move over here because, you know, we were American citizens, and we still are, and we had to stay that way. So we came back home, and we decided, okay, well, you know, it's in our blood to do, you know, magazines and writing and tell people stories. And so when we came out, we went to San Diego County and started up, and it just kept expanding, and with the internet expanded that way and into radio and more. So it's been a fun ride. We're going on 14 years this month.
Well, congratulations on that. But you said clean up the inner self, and that's where are the inner workings. But it's when you start, here's something I've expanded into, and this is something. When I energize my friendship within me, I energize the friendship in the world.
Mm-hmm. Sure, it's all connected. Yeah.
So when you guys go to publish an article in your magazine or have a radio show, what is the preeminence for people to be on your radios and in your magazines?
We write articles. You know, we have 10 different online magazines. What started out was we started out as being a San Diego-based magazine, and then we expanded being Southwestern because, you know, we were a variety magazine because we thought, okay, well, if we're talking about cooking, well, someone over in, you know, might be interested in wine, so we got to cover wine. You know, it's kind of the big blend concept is all about people learning something they may not have thought about. You know, it's interesting because the media world and is really into target markets, which you absolutely have to have in business. If you're a business owner, and you have to market to your target market. However, the big blend concept does that, but it's also about, you know, if someone, for example, we work with the wild horse issue. You know, we've got a big issue going on in Nevada right now where we're losing our wild horses, which are native to our country and are also a living legend of the West. It's a symbol of freedom. So, you know, someone may be interested in, you know, hey, I'm going to go up to Vegas, but they have no idea what's happening to our wild horse situation. So the big blend concept kind of, hey, here's something about Vegas, but then, hey, here's something over here for you to look at. And that's kind of our concept. It's variety seems to work. And we have experts that come on, talk from everything from health to music to art to history, you name it. So that's, we've got our 10 magazines, we have our 10 online radio shows, and we just disperse it all together, you know, and connect them all together, send out a newsletter. So that's how it all works.
You said blend it in, and a lot of people don't even know there is wild horses yet throughout the country. You know, that's
right.
Something. But the wild horses and the horse is so unique to the western half of this country, people don't really understand the history of the country. But this is something I was going to ask you. You know, we're supposed to be all settled down and civilized, but yet as human beings or as people, we're still nomads and pioneers because there's always moving and there's always
mm-hmm.
something new. And how do you feel that in your radio shows and that, how do you get people to see that and to expand people in their wisdom to expand their daily life? That's what I'm trying to get.
We have the right people on. We have a lot of great experts that come on, from doctors to natural health experts to, spiritual coaches. We have, you know, a lot of experts, a lot of, you know, people from the National Parks Conservation Association. Those people come on, and they really show, hey, this is what you love, this is what's necessary. And we found that consistency is really important because even it's just like advertising, you know, people can see something 8 to 10 times before they even think about taking an action on something, whether it be their own health, whether it's being, hey, you know what, I'm going to grow some vegetables. Hey, I didn't know about the wild horses. They could hear about the wild horses 10 times before they even think, you know, hey, are they feral or not? And they're not, by the way. So it's really the consistency, having the right guests, it's having the right message out there, and we just keep on chugging. And to always keep on chugging is the way to go, because the minute you stop, the minute you might as well forget it.
You know, that's absolutely true. You got to be too stubborn to quit and too hard-headed to know when you're beat.
Yeah, that's about it. That's right. And, absolutely.
And, you know, growing up in the different countries, how does that give you a more of an insightful way to look at this country and the way you do things?
Well, I tell you what, you don't get scared of change. You embrace it. I went to 16 different schools, starting from when I was like in kindergarten on the way up. Going through different cultures, living with different cultures, that was something really eye-opening. And you really learn, and going through so many experiences, you learn not to take things for granted, what's real, what's not. And I think in this country sometimes, and I'm not picking on anybody, but sometimes we get complacent, sometimes we think everything should be because maybe the government told us so, or so-and-so at work said it should be this way, or we got to keep up with the Joneses. I think right now, as scary as things may seem for this country, sometimes it's, I find people are starting to dig within and start to realize, okay, you know what, we don't need to have, you know, the Lincoln Town Car outside. It's really not that necessary. Maybe it's all about living and, you know, doing the right thing and having a good life. So, you know, in for example, in Africa, where Americans may look at a tribe and go, oh, my gosh, those poor, starving Africans, right? Absolutely, we have an issue there. But at the same time, we've seen, you know, people with leprosy. We've seen people, you know, with, you know, their huts being burned down, and we've seen all kinds of things. However, they have this resilience over there where it's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't lose, you know, the China. Where's my family? You know, it's more about connecting, you know, what's really important with life. And I think sometimes we can forget that.
And, you know, that's the thing. This country, we have two complacency, but you did hit on something really, really innate in there when you said people are looking for, and the challenges we have in this country are the greatest thing that happened to us, because it's going to open out new innovation. People are going to have to open out innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, we have absolutely no leadership in this country or in the world, but it's the greatest thing that ever happened because people have to open themselves up. And so how does the shows you have on Big Blend and your article actually help people see their core wisdom to expand their innovation?
Oh, it's about the content. It's like, here, have you thought about this? It's challenging, you know, because we deal with a variety of experts. I'd say about 70% of our experts have been with us for years, and they're always challenging. It's always coming at it a different approach and giving them tools to go home with and saying, okay, there's something I can do right now. I think just about every single guest, and, you know, we deal with a lot of independent musicians and authors, writers, artists as well, and they also create change through music. It's a universal language. You know, it's the artisans. It's the experts in the health fields, in the environmental fields, even in the political fields that come in and go, hey, have you looked at it this way? Hey, here's something to go and try at home right now that you can do. That's not going to cost you, you know, $10,000. And it's something you can see, okay, is this going to help you now? And then you can take that first step. And then from there, we continue the process.
You know, yeah, and you said the process. And really the process is starting to let go of everything that has you attached to where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And see, when Big Blend Radio and the guests are speaking, or Big Blend Magazine is presenting an expert, what is it that they're really expanding people into? Because it seems like to me you got such a variety, and you said
mm-hmm.
music's universal language, and it is. How is it that you actually get people to see the good in each other through your shows?
Well, it's connecting. I mean, the good thing we have now, and I always think, you know, Nancy, my mom and partner and everything I do, I mean, she, and you know, got to tip my hat off to her because she's the one who took me on the great voyage around the world and said, come on, it's about embracing life and seeing change and going for it and standing up on your own two feet. And, you know, when you look at the magazine industry, this industry is always changing. It's like every other day I have to call clients and advertisers and say, okay, we got to change tactics. This is the way the world is going now. Or experts, hey, we need to change up how we're doing things, and we always are changing. I think you can call anybody that's been around us for a while, and they'll all say, yep, they're always changing something. Something my mom has taught me, it's like, hey, stand up, go for it. We cover so many different things. We cover, we have 10 magazines, like I was saying. So we do our shows, and everything gets archived and featured on the different magazines. We have the Daily Blend and Weekly Blend email newsletter that goes out and puts, here's a variety for the day, what you can read and do. You know, we cover events, but we have, like, Champagne Sundays is our flagship show. That's what we started with, and it was a variety show. Nancy and I, my mom, we sit down, and we have a bottle of champagne together. We toast the week that has passed. We toast the present moment and the week that's coming. And we look at what happened the week, and we have a lot of artists, musicians, health practitioners come on that show, and then we have a Way Back When history show, and we cover the history in America and history around the world. We have our Rants, Raves, and Rock and Roll show. You talk about lack of leadership in our country, you'll enjoy that one, because it talks about different issues from the environment to, you know, should we have the two-party system or what's happening, you know, with leadership or lack of leadership. Where is our tax dollar going? We cover Eat, Drink, Be Merry, food, even party planning, how to have your own event. We have a quality of life show. It's all about health, wellness, family, relationships, nature connections, all about the environment and wildlife. And so it really is a variety, home and garden. Yeah, we cover a lot of different topics. And it's really a lot of our readers tell us what they want and what they want to know about. Hey, you know, we've heard about this, so can you give us an article or an interview about that? So that's what we do.
So you actually listen to your listeners. That's kind of a unique concept world.
Well, yeah, that's a unique concept, except for some of them sit there and go, you damn conservatives, or you damn Republican, you damn Democrat, you damn liberal. People haven't figured that part out, that we really, it's about common sense for our side that we think, and it's by issues. However, you know, we really get a lot of feedback, and it puts you in touch with what's happening in the country and around the world. We have a lot of readers from outside this country, too, and listeners. And our thing is, it's a win-win. You know, we've got to enjoy our job because it's 24/7. Our experts and those who are writing, you know, we connect them because it's not mainstream media, as you know. You know, we want to connect the experts that are out there because there's a lot of people to connect. And just, you know, tweeting and Facebooking without ever making that connection is not good enough. We've got to connect, and that's our job, is to connect those who want that information to the experts who can give it to them.
You know, you said the most scariest word to the people of the world in there. It's common sense. That scares people to death in this world.
Common sense.
I meant that specifically. People are, you know, you got to step back and look at life. And if it isn't what you think, it's the one that has to expand is you. And how would people watch your, listen to your radio shows and read your magazines? How can people discover that?
Okay, if you go to Big Blend Radio Shows, and that's Blend as in Margarita Blender, we are out here in the Southwest. So it's BigBlendRadioShows.com is the best place to go. Thank you for asking, Robert. If that's the best place to go, you can sign up for our newsletter there. It gets delivered to your email box Monday through Friday. You can follow us on Twitter. We post the same information there, and also on Facebook. Just type in Big Blend Magazines. And right here on Blog Talk Radio, you'll find us too. Just type in Big Blend Radio. And that's the best way to get all the content and upcoming shows.
And you know, it isn't the people that are leading the world. It's the people that are coming up are the ones that are going to expand this country and the world into the new prominence of prosperity. So how are you're with Big Blend Radio, Big Blend TV, are you really writing and speaking about the true challenges of the country with ways for people to expand?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot to think about. I mean, if you look at mainstream media, there's a lot of good journalists out there that are doing their job. And then there's also the other side of mainstream media that you go, okay, who's paying who? So we get, you know, I think what's really great about this era is we have a lot of people writing books and telling their story. For example, we just recently on our Rants, Raves, and Rock and Roll show had the prosecutor and the investigator from the Abu Ghraib whole investigation on our show, talking about what really happened with those prisoners and what was happening with our soldiers and the prison system that happened with that. We've had a lot of those kinds of people on our shows at the same time. You know, when you get people that are independent musicians out there, it's important that we start to look at that free spirit of this country. That's what this country was founded about, people wanting to be independent. They really did, and they still want to be, and it's still embracing that. And I think there's a thing that has happened over generations, and right now there's a lot of disconnect and a lot of connecting, and there's a lot of change happening, but it's really about, okay, these eras have gone by. What can we learn? I mean, it's the same thing as if you look at what we're eating, Monsanto food, you know, stuff like that. Wait a minute, that didn't work. Maybe we need to change up and go back to this did work back in the day when we had farmers that, you know, had their own plows and their own horses, cows, and sheep that fertilized the land kind of thing. So getting those people on the shows so that people can hear, wait a minute, there's an alternative out there than just what everybody's, you know, putting and blasting out on mainstream media is really important. We're really lucky to have this.
We are, but there's something that I really paid attention to because I love listening to talk radio and the money shows, but something that I discovered this week, actually, the same rhetoric that was said in the 70s is being said today. They fact pretty different people, but about the same rhetoric on the mainstream media. Now, if you get off the mainstream media and start listening to, like, now they got a Clark Howard, he tells you the truth. Now, there's a guy worth listening there. But, you know, but a lot of the mainstream talk shows, they're talking the same thing. And actually, the school system has taught us poverty instead of prosperity. So And here's something else. So how are you, with Big Blend Radio and stuff, I hear in your voice, if you listen, you're going to come away with expanded wisdom to move your life forward. So it's BigBlendRadio.com. And on Blog Talk, Big Blend Radio. That's BLEND Radio. And you'll get some new insight for your own life. But Lisa, I'm listening and I can feel and hear your heart. Your heart is into this, and that's very omnipotent. So where do you think a lot of people in life are going through the motions because their heart isn't in it and they're not doing what they desire?
Well, you know what? It depends. You know, I can't speak for, you know, anybody but myself. But what I can say is, you know, it's a passion. And, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you want to do something you love. You want to get out of bed. Now, granted, sometimes I work myself too many hours and I go, you know what? I need those extra 5 minutes, all right? But the deal is, some people find passion in maybe being in a job they don't necessarily want because they need to do what's best for their children. You know, so there's a line of where I want to talk on that because it really is up to each individual and what their real goal is. Sometimes people will be doing things they really don't want to do, but their real goal and passion is to make sure their child is able to go to a school where they, you know, aren't going to get in trouble or, you know, get the right education they want. So everybody's got that goal. And where people get stuck, I think, is sometimes not taking time out, sometimes not having a good mentor, and not educating themselves. Education is key. It's key. I mean, and change and challenge is key. So that's why I think, you know, having the resources we have, we are in the information age. But I would like to take it one step closer and say, everybody, we're in the information age. It's now time to take action now that we have a little bit of education and continue educating, but start taking those steps forward.
And you hit it there. Change and challenge aren't really change and challenge. They're seeds of wisdom to sprout your prosperity.
Absolutely. And change rocks.
Well, I don't use the word change in my vocabulary. I only use expand, enterprise, and expand, energize, enterprise, and experience because it frees my inner landscape. And I took the word change out of my life, and it was the greatest thing I ever did. I always expand through, beyond, and into a new paradigm.
Interesting. See, I get excited about the word change because I go, ooh, something new. This is going to be interesting. I like the word expansion, though, because it's true. No matter what, change. I think that's a very, the word change can, for a lot of people, be a negative. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I hate change. I don't want to know about change. And I think your concept is dead on there because they may not see something, you know, a change can bring on challenge. But to me, you know, as hard as it can be, and it can be, the rewards are always brilliant, and the rewards sometimes you won't see for many, many years.
And see, that's the thing. The expansion that happens today may not come into fruition for 1 hour or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the enterprising energy will always be in motion.
Absolutely. Cyclical. Energy never dies.
Well, see, and that's the thing. And something I've really expanded into is I'm not buying into the human concept no more because it's everything I read in the book. But one thing I understand, I'm hydrogen, carbon, oxygen, and nitrogen, so I'm energy. So when I unleash my enterprising energy, it frees me up to engage in the universe in an energy, in an energetic form. And I wrote about that today. But anyway, we're getting down to 3 minutes. When people choose to read your magazines and go to your radio shows, how will they really expand who they are and actually see the world in a new light?
Well, I think because we have the 10 different ones, you'll be attracted to the one. If it's cooking, go to Eat, Drink, Be Merry. And from there, you may be, you know, for example, this weekend, Friday's newsletter, we have an incredible interview with Chef Barton Seaver and Mike Dunmire from Ocean Champions. And Ocean Champions is the only political voice for our ocean. And so you may go there to get recipes from Chef Barton Seaver from his new book, For Cod or Country, and Country, excuse me. And you'll get some incredible recipes. But you'll also get an education on how to really find fish, the variety of fish you want to cook. Because what we discovered from him is, hey, we don't have to just have cod every day. Man, there's a whole bunch of fish out in the sea and a whole bunch of variety. So as you do something you love and you're excited about, you're going to get something on top of that. You're going to get that little bit more education that's going to spur you forward and have you thinking in a different direction that you never thought of. So it really start with where you like to go. If you go to bigblendradioshows.com, you'll see at the bottom all 10 of our magazines are listed there. And go with what, you know, what you're interested in. And from there, you'll probably connect into things you never thought about.
See, that's the thing, the connecting into the newness of life. That is what I'm hearing you say with Big Blend Radio and Big Blend Magazine is people expand in new directions to see life in a better way. And that is what the world is looking for, Lisa. But with all your traveling around the world, you really have to have a new way for people to see life. I mean, that just sounds, Kenya is someplace, and Africa is someplace that intrigues me because I like the wildlife of Africa.
Yeah, it's a special place, special continent.
And see, that's the thing. Like you talk about the wild horse. That is something this world and this country, there's bloodlines in the registered quarter horses that go clear back to the Mustangs.
Yeah, and people don't realize the Mustangs actually do come from here, and the wild horses did come from here. Then they went to Spain and then came back. There's actually fossils that date back to that. If you go to Idaho, the Hagen Museum, I'm not saying the whole thing properly, but if you go to nps.gov, you'll type in Hagen, Idaho, you'll find that park, that national park that actually has the museum remnants. And we've had a lot of biologists on our show prove that. And it's something, you know, we think about Africa as big, you know, wildlife. But this country has an incredible amount of wildlife to look at as well. And that's what our guests always teach us. I feel like we're in college permanently with these radio shows, don't you, Robert?
Oh, this is, you know, this is the greatest show on earth to me, is being on radio. I get to talk to you and many other people. It's actually me listening to other people's wisdom expands my life.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That's how we feel. I mean, it's like, okay, man, now things that you never think of and you just don't hear in regular everyday life. And but then again, I have to say a lot of what we air comes from our readers and listeners saying, hey, I'm dealing with this. Do you know anybody who can help us on that? We're like, hey, you know what? I know someone. Yeah, that's an issue. We need to discuss that, you know. So I think people are out there, they're hungry for change and not getting the typical, you know, they don't want to be spoon-fed anymore. People want to take action. I really do believe in this country with the independent spirit does live on. It's just now it's like at a different energy level.
And, you know, I agree with you immensely. And you want to talk about wildlife. I've lived in Wyoming for 10 years, and we'd go elk hunting every year. And I just wanted to go to the mountains. That was up in the Tetons. We'd be up there hunting and just beating ourselves up against the mountain. Then we'd go into Jackson Hole, and the elk refuge is right there. And then royal bulls would lay right by the fence. They're just a majestic animal. The elk is probably one of the prettiest animals there is to me.
Absolutely.
And,
the elk.
And I really, really love the wildlife. I love the mountains, and I love the uniqueness of this country and the world. Lisa with Big Blend Radio and Big Blend Magazine is my guest, and I want to really thank her for being here. And you can go to BigBlendRadio.com and get all the information, or BigBlendRadioMagazine.com too, can't you, Lisa?
Mm-hmm. BigBlendMagazine.com or BigBlendRadioshows.com.
Radioshows.com and see everything about them. Lisa, I want to thank you. I want to thank all the listeners. Everybody in the chat room for being here, and I want to wish everybody a good night, and thank you very much, everybody, especially you, Lisa.
Well, thanks for having me on your show, Robert. We really appreciate it.
Well, I thank you for being here, and I'll be an archive, and I'll send it to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
good night.
And good night.